In spite of that rhyme about sugar and spice, our science desk reminds us that little girls are made when they inherit an X chromosome from each of their parents. And now scientists say they've deciphered the complete genetic sequence of the X chromosome. Using that information, researchers now think the female of the species may be even more complicated than people thought. And they've also figured out where the X chromosome comes from. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
The X chromosome and its partner Y are collectively known as the sex chromosomes.
Before we had sex chromosomes, it's important to emphasize that we still had sexes and we still had sex.
Mark Ross of the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge, England, led the international team that deciphered the sequence of X. Ross says once upon a time, sex was determined by environmental factors such as temperature. But at some point in evolution, the job of determining sex was handed over to our genes. Ross says as mammals evolved, a pair of non-sex chromosomes acquired the special status of sex chromosomes. He says you can see that if you compare the genetic sequence of X with the sequence of an animal like the chicken, a creature that evolved before mammals.
And sure enough, when we lined up the X chromosome sequence against the chicken genome sequence, the similar sequences that we could see were on the non-sex chromosomes of the chicken.
So apparently what is now the specialized X was just one of your average everyday chromosomes shared by males and females. As Ross reports in the current issue of the journal Nature, X has some intriguing features among its thousand or so genes.
The most surprising finding for me was the observation that around 10% of the thousand genes are members of a group known as the cancer testis antigens.
Cancer testis antigens are genetic sequences that are expressed only in the testes, and for unknown reasons, in some cancer tumors. Why are there so many of these on the X chromosome? Ross says right now, scientists have no idea. Now remember, boys inherit an X and a Y chromosome, girls get two X's. And this creates an interesting situation. Since boys only get one copy of each gene on X, those genes better work because there's no backup copy. But for girls, the problem is reversed. They get two copies of each X gene when one is really all they need. Geneticist Laura Carroll is at the Pennsylvania State University College of Medicine in Hershey.
I don't think I'd call it a problem having two X chromosomes, but I think that the important part is that two doses of some genes on the X chromosome is not appropriate because then we have more expression from those genes than do males.
To avoid too much of a good thing, the situation is solved inside female cells by something called X inactivation. One X chromosome is essentially switched off. But in a second paper, also appearing in the journal Nature, Carroll and a colleague show that nearly a quarter of the genes on the switched-off X are not, in fact, switched off.
15% of those genes are expressed at least some levels in all the female samples that we've looked at. And an additional 10%, we were surprised, they're expressed in some females but not in others.
Carroll says this variability means the genetics of being female is more complicated than people realized. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.